I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I want to talk about reading, how to choose what to read next, how to get more out of reading, all that kind of stuff. Before we dive into that, I took a few weeks off of doing these solo podcasts. I went to New Zealand, and when I came back, I had just a bunch of work stuff to do. So I took some time off, and since my last solo podcast, we announced to the world that we're pregnant, and we also found out a couple of days ago that it's a boy. I am so fucking excited. I actually can't imagine myself being more excited. And I'm also a little scared, obviously, but I've thought my entire life about how badly I wanted to be a father. And now it's finally here. So I'm sure I will update everyone on my journey. And as I'm learning things, I'll probably turn them into these little solo podcasts as I do. I also recently started a new 90-day challenge. Many of you have joined me for the first one. My first 90-day challenge was to do 3 of these solo podcasts for 90 days. I don't think I made it quite 90 days with 3, but I did close to it, and I absolutely accomplished my goal, which was to overcome the fear of just putting these things out. And a lot of you guys joined me. We had people that wanted to learn how to code, people that wanted to find a job, people that wanted to do more handstand pushups or get leaner. I probably had 30 people reach out to me and let me know that they were in on the challenge. And so I know a lot of you that really resonated with you. So if you want to join me for this next one, please do so. My new one is kind of a reiteration of something I've done in the past that I got from Adi, which is just to move every single day for 30 minutes. That has been a keystone habit of mine for years. Which means if I move every day, then I'm so much more likely to do all of the other positive habits that I want to be doing. I'm so much more likely to eat right, to meditate, to feel confident. It just has an impact and a ripple effect throughout my entire life. So I didn't feel like I was in a terrible place with movement, but I just knew that I could do better. And so I just made this new 90-day challenge for myself. If you want in on it, please join me. If you're in, let me know that you're in. You can hit me up on Instagram at Michael Cashew, Cazayoux. Let me know what you're up to. So let's talk about reading. I think knowing how to read better and how to choose what to read is extremely important because it allows you to learn faster, to comprehend more. It moves you forward in what you're doing right now, so it can support you in developing the skills and capabilities that are meaningful to you right now. And in general, you just get to upgrade your knowledge and skills really rapidly. And if you don't, what you kind of want to avoid is wasting your time reading boring shit, wasting time reading things just because you feel FOMO, right? You feel this fear of missing out because everyone else, quote unquote, is reading the new hottest book. You can avoid reading things at the wrong time and forgetting them by the time you need the information. So, you know, if you own a business and you learn about marketing, but you're not really involved in any of the marketing until like 2 or 3 years later, you're probably not going to remember any of the stuff that you read about unless you're just a freak of nature. So you can avoid wasting a lot of time. You can avoid reading things that just don't feel like exciting to you. Now, there are different goals of reading, which we'll talk more about in a second. And so this podcast is for people with the goal of reading to grow and learn. I read a book called Skin in the Game by Nassim Taleb a couple years ago. And this book is about a lot of things, but one of the biggest takeaways I had is that when you're trying to learn something, when you're reading something to learn, you want to be doing the actual thing that you're reading about and use the reading and the content to support action. There's another concept that I think relates, which is called the learning pyramid. So at the bottom of the pyramid is teaching, above that is doing, and then reading is at the very top. So this pyramid was developed to, explain how much information we retain and comprehend when we take certain actions. So basically it shows that when we teach something, we retain, 90 or 100%. When we do something, we retain 80%. And then there's some other things, and then reading's at the top with like 10%. So reading has absolutely changed my life in so many ways and is just so valuable. And if we don't couple it with action, right? We don't do the exercises in the book, or we don't use the information that we get in our actual life to build actual skills, then we're going to retain and get very little out of that. For instance, I tried to read or learn about finances in the past by either reading books or taking online courses. So a lot of this information also goes for just any type of passive learning, courses, audiobooks, actual physical books, etc. I tried to learn about finances through just passive learning, and it was excruciating. It was so boring, and I feel like I remember almost nothing from the courses and the books that I read. Then I had these insights and realizations about learning. I realized that I had to be doing the thing while I was learning, if you will. And so I read this book called Financial Literacy while running a business and meeting with a CFO once a month, and my learning just like rapidly took off. When we read something without a purpose, there's just nothing concrete to ground the learning in. So here are five steps that you can take to A, pick what to read next, and B, retain as much as possible from each book. Step number one is figure out what your goal is, or identify what your goal is. If your goal is just pure enjoyment and you don't want to get anything out of it, right? Fiction almost always falls into this category for most people, but even a lot of nonfiction, right? You might be reading a biography or autobiography, not really caring what or how much you learn. You just want to read an amazing story about a hero of yours. Then that's awesome, and you should do that. But if your goal is to learn something, and especially if your goal is to learn something specific, then really be clear about that. And if that is your goal, if your goal is the latter, then maybe use some of these other steps to make sure that you actually get the most out of it. So step number one is to be clear about your goal. And also make sure you're not just reading something out of FOMO, right? You're actually reading it for a reason. Number two is pick something immediately applicable. So this is how to pick the book. Pick something immediately applicable to what you're doing right now. When I wanted to learn about investing, I read in rapid succession the books I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I read Think and Grow Rich, three of the most popular finance books of all time. When I wanted to learn about relationships, when Adi and I first met, I picked up The Way of the Superior Man, Conscious Loving, probably some others that I'm not thinking of. And when I wanted to learn about marketing or dive back into marketing last year, I read Growth Hacker, Purple Cow, and Blue Ocean Strategy. And by reading those books as I'm actually doing the thing, right? As I'm actually marketing for Working Against Gravity, I'm reading all of these books, I get to immediately use all of the ideas that are brought up in the books. And when you when you actually do the thing, you remember it and you actually learn it. You actually know the thing more so than if you're just reading about it. So pick something that's immediately applicable to whatever you're doing in your life. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Number three is something that I learned from the founder of Airbnb, one of the co-founders, about how to get more out of nonfiction books. And he says that basically you should have an understanding of what you want to get out of the book before you even start reading. So before you start reading it from, you know, cover to cover, start to create a little bit of scaffolding to put the rest of the book on. And what I mean by that is his strategy is that he reads, I think he reads the table of contents, and then he reads, if there's like a summary at the end of the chapter, he reads all of the summaries. What I do is I know that most chapters, like the most important information, is summarized in the very beginning and the very end of the chapter. And so I'll read the very beginning and very end of every single chapter, and then I'll go back and I'll start the book. And the fact that I already have a pretty good sense of the arc of the book, like what the book is actually trying to teach and the path of getting there, as I'm going through the book, everything makes more sense and I can remember a whole lot more. Number four is kind of a reiteration of number two, which is to actually use the information while you're going through it. The difference in this step is when you're reading the book and there are like exercises or ideas that they're suggesting you go out and use, actually do that. And if that means you have to pause reading a bit, I highly recommend you do that. By actually taking the advice, by using the exercises, you're having a different kind of learning happening that just can't possibly happen by just reading about something. Number five, and possibly the most important for retention, is to talk about it and even teach what you're learning as you're going through it. So by using more of your senses, by talking and by teaching, your ability to learn just goes up rapidly. There's something that happens with teaching where in order to teach something to someone, you have to understand that thing enough to explain it to the other person in words that they understand. And they might ask questions and you need to be able to answer those questions. And it just requires you to have thought through whatever the thing is that you're learning. So number five is to talk about it or teach it as quickly as you can, really. And so it wasn't my intention for this to be this way, but one of the benefits of me doing these solo podcasts is a lot of these ideas that I'm sharing about, all of these things are insights, ideas, things that have had an impact on me. And in order for me to do these podcasts, I have to really think about how do I set this up in a way that is inspiring, motivating, educational, entertaining for people in a way that makes sense without them having the opportunity to ask questions. So it has to be thorough enough, but also concise, because I don't want to be doing these for like an hour. I want them to be short. So teach it, guys and gals. Number one was know your goal. And if your goal is just to have fun, but just be really clear about it. Number two is to pick something immediately applicable to what you're working on right now. Number three is to read the table of contents, the beginning and the end of each chapters. In general, just have an idea of what the book is going to teach you before you read it cover to cover. Number four, and obviously don't do this in fiction books. Number four is use the information while you're going through it. So do the exercises if it has exercises. And number five is to talk about it and even teach what you're learning as you're going through it. And as you start being more intentional about what you're reading in this way, you are going to learn and grow so much faster. You'll feel less FOMO about books. You know, when everybody's reading this hot new nonfiction book that just came out and it doesn't really feel like a good fit, but you feel like you should so you can talk about it with them, I don't think you're going to feel this as much. I definitely don't. I think your confidence will go up in the subjects that really matter to you, and you won't feel like you're wasting your time or that you are holding on to books for too long. You'll easily put books down that aren't interesting. I've got some book recommendations coming up soon. I'm going to do an episode on that, maybe two, on some different topics. I've gotten a lot of requests for that. Again, if you want in on the 90-day challenge, hit me up on Instagram at Michael Cashew and let me know what you're working on. Have a great day. This episode is brought to you by WAG. My wife, Adi, started the company about 5 years ago, and 2 years ago, I joined her to help her lead the company full-time. What we do at WAG is one-on-one nutrition coaching. That's what we specialize in. We also recently started to train other nutrition coaches and to help them start their own online nutrition businesses. If you're interested in being coached by us, you can use the code BRUTE50, that's BRUTE50 at checkout, and you can get 50% off of your first month of membership. What I love about what we do, number one is, and this is something I really admire about Adi, is that our number one value is client transformation. And I've seen her make the decision over and over and over again to improve the service versus do something that just makes her more money. And I just really, really respect that. There's such an emphasis on making sure that this remains a world-class service and that people are actually getting amazing results. And I think that's very well represented in the percentage of amazing feedback that we get, as well as the number of testimonials of people that have had just massive transformations on our website. What I love about nutrition coaching and the thing that people rave about most is the accountability aspect. There's something called the Hawthorne effect, where there was a study done, and I learned this from one of my mentors named Evan. There was a study done in a factory where they told the employees that someone was going to come in and just change the lights or look at the lights. And what happened was the employee's performance went way, way up. And what they found is that by simply having someone observe what we're doing, or thinking that, even thinking they're observing what we're doing, makes our performance go up. So just the fact that you have someone to be accountable to check in with, immediately makes your food decisions and your performance in your nutrition go up. It allows you to reach your goals faster than any other thing you could possibly do in your nutrition. Other things that we offer are education. When you sign up, you get access to a huge knowledge base. It's just a big download into your brain of our philosophy on nutrition. We have a ton of videos and emails that you'll receive for free when you sign up, and your education, your knowledge of nutrition will just skyrocket. You get access to a community, a really supportive and engaged Facebook community. There are a couple thousand people in there. And when you ask a question, when you ask for support, you will immediately get a shitload of responses. You'll also probably get a lot of likes, which feels good. The results, I think, speak for themselves. Again, we have something like 700 testimonials of people that have gotten unbelievable results on our website. And you can just scroll through those and find someone that's similar to you. So how it works is you sign up with us, you fill out a questionnaire. That questionnaire is then used to pair you with the best coach for you. That coach will then send you a custom nutrition plan. And then you'll go out into your life and you'll try to follow the plan. And as you encounter obstacles and challenges, you will report back to your coach, and your coach will help you strategize getting through those specific obstacles and challenges. You get a weekly check-in as well as unlimited messaging through an app that we created called Seismic. So if you're interested in being coached by us, you can use the code BRUTE50, BRUTE50, at checkout. You can go to workingagainstgravity.com and use that code. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach and quote unquote join the digital workforce, join the remote, the online workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com and click on the coach certification button. This episode is also brought to you by Jambo CBD. If you're not already on the CBD train, then I'm sure you've at least heard of it before, because many people thought in the beginning that this was just a legal way to get high. And unfortunately for some of you, you can't get high on CBD. You can try, but you can't get high on it. On the other hand, it can help you sleep better. It can reduce stress and anxiety. It can be huge for pain relief and reducing inflammation. Personally, I've had knee pain for about 5 years now, and I haven't been able to figure out a way to get rid of it. I haven't figured out the root cause. I've worked with PTs and chiropractors, and I just haven't been able to eradicate it. So I have used some pain relieving techniques, and this is one of them. I've used Jambo's Extra Strength 200 milligram balm, and it absolutely does not completely take the pain away, but it makes it manageable. It allows me to get into a deeper squat. It allows me to walk around and just go about my daily activities without feeling much pain at all. And whether that's placebo or not, I really don't care, because I just don't feel like I'm in as much pain. I've also used their sprays, and there's a really subtle relaxing effect to the sprays. So that's pretty great. It's helpful for sleep and reduces a little bit of like a feeling of tension in my chest, which I often call anxiety. It's great for athletes and recovery. And some specifics and what sets Jambo apart is that they have 100% natural ingredients, full spectrum CBD sourced from Colorado and Oregon. They have CO2 extracted oils that are, I think, safer. They have therapeutic grade essential oils in a lot of their products, third party lab tested, so it's legit. And they're one of the first CBD companies to post their lab results publicly. I also know the owners of this company very well. They're very close friends of mine, and I trust them deeply. Again, my favorite product of theirs is the 200 milligram extra strength balm. I've also used the sprays, but they also have drops and butters or ghee. I think ghee is like a butter type thing. So there's all sorts of different products, and they're offering you 15% off of anything in their store. And you can get access to that by going to jambocbd.com and use the code BRUTE in all caps. That's BRUTE in all caps. A couple more things. So a huge plus of their sprays and drops is that they use MCT oil. So since CBD is a fat soluble molecule, it binds with this oil and allows for much more rapid and effective absorption of the actual CBD. It also has essential oils that add flavor, and they bring their own proven health benefits as well. With the muscle balm, since they use ghee as the base, again, ghee is like a butter type thing, the CBD is binding with the ghee fat, and it's able to be carried all the way to the bones. Ghee itself has amazing topical healing properties, and when CBD is added, the results can be pretty profound. So again, you can get access to this discount, 15% off of all of their products, by going to jambocbd.com and enter the code BRUTE, all caps, at checkout. Go get them.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to BruteStrengthTraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's BruteStrengthTraining.com.